Hey, this is Adam Sorensen, politics producer at Time.com. Welcome back to The Call, a weekly conversation with Time's political reporters on what they've been working on and the latest from Washington. Joining me this week is Time's healthcare staff writer, Kate Pickert. It's been about 3 months since the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act was signed into law. Though it's fallen a bit out of the spotlight, some really important things have been happening on healthcare. In a broad sense, Kate, how is implementation going?
The Department of Health and Human Services has been extremely busy, and actually, I do think they've been working pretty hard. They've started issuing regulations, and these are the actual rules that will put the legislation into practice. So nothing really happens until rules and regulations get written, and those get written within the Department of Health and Human Services. So they've begun issuing some rules on some small pieces of the legislation. They've also done some significant hiring and putting people in some key posts. And one of the things that they've spent a lot of time on is this new website. It's called healthcare.gov, and it's sort of a portal for consumers to go and see what kind of insurance options they have based on their personal situation, like their income and their health status and their marital status and their location. So there's not as much information as will be there eventually, for sure. But it's a good infrastructure. So you can go to healthcare.gov and you can put in your information, and up will pop the insurance companies that sell individual policies in your area. There's no prices there yet. Those will be on the website in a couple of months. But it is a good catch-all for what insurance options you have, including not just private insurance, but also COBRA and Medicaid, and if you are eligible for a high-risk pool in your state. So that's, I think, one of the most important things, and something that people will probably like because it applies to pretty much everyone. So I think HHS is to be commended for getting on that, although the proof will be in how much they can improve that website going forward.
Now, what will change on the website? What will be added once they implement more of the legislation?
Well, there'll be things added to this website, including some price estimates. Now, the real, sort of price controls and stopping insurers from charging people based on how healthy they are, that stuff, of course, doesn't happen until 2014. But HHS will put up some price estimates there, which is going to be really key. Also down the road, they'll also have some ratings for insurers. So they'll you'll be able to kind of compare apples to apples, different insurance, the quality of different insurance companies. But really, I think what we'll be looking at is the individual websites state by state. Those will be set up over time by the states in many cases, and that's where insurance will eventually be sold. So this is a little in the weeds, but basically, the new website at HHS is hopefully going to be kind of a model for how these kinds of websites will be set up around the country and how the private insurance market will become a little bit more organized to shop in.
The choices between different plans brings up an interesting issue. The president said many times throughout the debate that if Americans like their insurance policy, they can keep it. You recently wrote about how likely that is to bear out. What's at play here?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. and that's not the fault of President Obama in many cases. But yeah, he said repeatedly throughout the debate, if you like your plan, you can keep it. If you like your plan, you can keep it. That was the big part of the Obama administration's rhetoric. But, the federal government in many cases doesn't have a lot of control over whether people can keep what they have because, a lot of people get insurance through work. And in those cases, it's the employers that are choosing what insurance you have, the structure of the plan, how much it costs, what things are covered, and the like. So that's one reason, people's plans are not going to stay the same. They haven't stayed the same over the last 10 years. They've, costs have increased more than 100% for employees that contribute to their plan. And, there are trends going on there that the federal government can't impact. Now, what Obama was talking about is these grandfathering provisions. So there's a piece of the new Affordable Care Act that says if a plan exists now, and this mostly applies to employer plans, if it doesn't change too significantly, it's not going to be subject to all of the new insurance regulations that are called for in the new law. But the trick there is what I just said, because employer plans are already, they change constantly in big ways year to year, just as a matter of course. So it's going to be very, very hard for employer plans to change so little that they're not subject to new regulations. So in fact, HHS estimates, by 2014, by the time all the insurance regulations kick in, as many as 69% of all existing employer plans will be subject to new regulations. So I think that was a, I think there was some smoke and mirrors there about that. If you like your plan, you can keep it. But, you know, then again, you know, people couldn't keep them anyway. So I don't know. It's kind of a wash.
Politics certainly comes into play with a lot of these promises, with the midterms quickly approaching. A lot of Republicans are running on a platform of repeal. A lot of Democrats are trying to defend the votes they made for the bill that were controversial in their district. How's it playing out on the campaign trail?
I mean, I think a vote for health care from a blue dog Democrat in a fairly conservative district is still a huge liability. And I think we're going to see some blue dog Democrats lose their seats, especially those that were really cajoled by Nancy Pelosi in the kind of waning hours of the health care debate. You know, I mean, I think as far as this, you know, campaign to repeal the law, I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of people think that's kind of silly because, of course, you know, President Obama's not going to sign a law repealing his law, you know, as long as he's in office. So, and even in addition to that, you know, there are lots of pieces of the legislation that are very, very popular, especially the insurance regulations, you know, letting kids stay on their insurance policies until they're in their mid-20s and, you know, covering pre-existing conditions. And so repealing the entire law means repealing a lot of stuff that people like, in addition to a lot of things that a lot of people don't like. But, you know, it's still going to be definitely part of the campaign rhetoric this fall. But, you know, I mean, I think that blue dog Democrats that voted for the bill and just any Democrat in general, I think is, you know, better watch their back come November, because I think it's a really tough environment for them.
You mentioned some of the specific provisions in the bill that have polled fairly well. But by the end of the healthcare debate on the Hill, the bill overall had become quite unpopular with the American people. Somewhere along the lines of 55% or 60% of people disapproved of it. Has that changed in the last 3 months?
Well, before I even answer that, I have to say that I'm not a huge fan of healthcare polls, and a lot of healthcare policy writers aren't, because poll questions are so unspecific when it comes to healthcare. They'll say, you know, if you ask people, do you like Obamacare, you know, more than half of people say no. But then when you go through and individually ask them about the provisions, a lot of people do support those. So that's my caveat about polling about healthcare. That said, there has been a small uptick in support for healthcare. I think, you know, some anger has died down. I don't think people are necessarily jumping on board and discovering that, oh, they actually do like this. You know, there was a small uptick in a Gallup poll, and there was an uptick in a tracking poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation showing, you know, a couple more percentage points of support. But, you know, generally, I mean, the country's about 50-50 split for and against.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks.
For more political news and analysis, head over to time.com/politics. Once again, I'm Adam Sorensen, and this is The Call. Tune in next week.